and what is very interesting is that they have survived almost intact. There may have been a period when a few of the moral values and the ethical positions of his religion seemed wrong. He had to think about them, and many of them he returned to. But my atheistic scientific colleagues, which does not include all scientists, I cannot tell by their behavior, because of course I am on the same side, that they are particularly different from the religious ones, and it seems that their moral feelings and their understandings of other people and their humanity and so on apply to the believers as well as the disbelievers. It seems to me that there is a kind of independence between the ethical and moral views and the theory of the machinery of the universe. Science makes, indeed, an impact on many ideas associated with religion, but I do not believe it affects, in any very strong way, the moral conduct and ethical views. Religion has many aspects. It answers all kinds of questions. I would, however, like to emphasize three aspects. The first is that it tells what things are and where they came from, and what man is and what God is and what properties God has, and so on. I'd like, for the purposes of this discussion, to call those the metaphysical aspects of religion. And then it says how to behave. I don't mean in the terms of ceremonies or rituals or things like that, but I mean how to behave in general, in a moral way. This we could call the ethical aspect of religion. And finally, people are weak. It takes more than the right conscience to produce right behavior, and even though you may feel you know what you are supposed to do, you all know that you don't do things the way you would like yourself to do them. And one of the powerful aspects of religion is its inspirational aspects. Religion gives inspiration to act well. Not only that, it gives inspiration to the arts and to many other activities of human beings. Now, these three aspects of religion are very closely interconnected in the religion's view. First of all, it usually goes something like this, that the moral values are the word of God. Being the word of God connects the ethical and metaphysical aspects of religion. And finally, that also inspires the inspiration, because if you are working for God and obeying God's will, you are in some way connected to the universe. Your actions have a meaning in the greater world, and that is an inspiring aspect. So these three aspects are very well integrated and interconnected. The difficulty is that science occasionally conflicts with the first two categories, that is, with the ethical and with the metaphysical aspects of religion. There was a big struggle when it was discovered that the Earth rotates on its axis and goes around the sun. It was not supposed to be the case, according to the religion of the time. There was a terrible argument, and the outcome was, in that case, that religion retreated from the position that the Earth stood at the center of the universe. But at the end of the retreat, there was no change in the moral viewpoint of the religion. There was another tremendous argument when it was found likely that man descended from the animals. Most religions have retreated once again from the metaphysical position that it wasn't true. The result is no particular change in the moral view. You see that the Earth moves around the sun, yes. Then does that tell us whether it is or is not good to turn the other cheek? It is this conflict associated with these metaphysical aspects that is doubly difficult because the facts conflict. Not only the facts, but the spirits conflict.